provide you the best pricing, jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have. Here's Nadine.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that. Andy, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles details and pricing for your area. It does look like you've been speaking with Rusty, and he's been kind of going over the basics of our program. So, you know, Rusty tells me in the notes that he did send over to me that, in fact, you've been in business for 18 years, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So he was requesting an established business discount. I do have to say, you know, when I've done a search for your company by name, you have really great five-star reviews, right? I see reviews on Yelp. I see reviews on a Google profile page. I'm not sure if you did that on your own. Did you PIN verify the business?
No, I didn't do it. It's like something I would do, but I didn't.
Oh, wow. No, what I mean is there's a Google profile page. Did you get a PIN code for the business? Or did someone do that for you?
Oh, no, my nephew probably did that. My nephew.
Well, he did a great job. So that's the first step, you know? And then I see the website. Beautiful website. Was that professionally done, or did he assist you with that, too?
My nephew don't know that. My nephew does. Wow. That's what he does.
Oh, really? Okay, well, is he helping you with getting listed on Google? Like, is he managing the profile page for you?
No, he lives in Thailand now. I don't know what he did.
Oh,
he did back
okay.
in the day.
Oh, got it. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. So, it looks like you're targeting, you know, areas from what my representative mentioned. It depends on the job, you know, how far you're willing to travel. So, do you kind of stick within the Bay Area?
Yeah, pretty much.
Got it.
I don't want to be traveling 30 miles for a walk. No.
I mean, if we can keep you pretty local, like within a 20-mile radius, Andy, you could go with our local-only package. The local-only package would run you $199 a month. That's what you would be looking at for the local-only. $199 a month. No setup fee. It's a flat rate. We don't charge you per phone call or per job. But what we would do is take your profile page on Google, and we would optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. And then we also get you listed on other directories that are popular within your area, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. We'll get you listed on Bing. We'll make sure that your website is also attached where we are listing your business, okay? And then we include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also give you that exposure on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So I can offer you the local-only package at $199 a month. How does that sound?
Well, how long would I have to join that for?
Well, we do ask for a 2-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. Okay. So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
I'll give it a shot for 2 months. And see what we...
Okay.
What we're asked.
Okay. So, Andy, what is... let me see here. What is the best email for you? This is where we'll send correspondence to you as well as where we will send your receipt. What's the best email for you? One that you would check frequently.
andy.doyle@att.net.
att.net. Okay. So andy.doyle@att. Right?
.net.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you spell Andy, A-N-D-Y, or how do you spell it?
Yes. A-N-D-Y.
All right. Let's see here. K Give me one second. So I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? Andy, the first email, and they're both coming. I'm sorry, you had a question?
No.
Okay, let me know if you do at any time. So the first email, what it's going to say is Google advertising, okay? And it's going to show you that the price for our local only package is going to be $199 a month, okay?
Yeah.
And then it's going to outline everything that is included in the program, okay? My contact information, you'll also see that it is at the very bottom of the email, okay? It'll show you my name with my number and my extension. So that's the first email that I'm sending you, okay? Now, the second email that I'm sending, it's going to say client dashboard and analytics, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to give you an overview of our reporting system because, Andy, you're also going to be able, okay, to track all of your results with our program. You'll be able to see all the keywords that you're listed for, how many times they clicked on it, where they performed the location of the search, as well as tracking all your calls, okay?
Okay.
So I sent those two out. Now, on this number that we're speaking on, Andy, can you also receive text messages to this number that we're speaking on? Beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm going to send you right now, as we are on the phone, I'm going to send you two text messages, okay? So the first text message that you're going to receive, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. So although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like to provide you my information so this way you have it there, okay? So let me send you that. And then please let me know once the text message comes through because I want to ensure that you did receive it. Now, the second text message that I'm sending, it's going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime, Andy, that you have, let's say, an update, right? You have a change, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday.
Okay.
From 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're in Southern California. You're in the northern side. You're on the other side of us, but we're in the same time zone, okay? All right. Now, your first name is it Andy or is it Andrew when you go by Andy?
I go by Andy.
Okay. And then last name you said is Doyle. Is that correct?
Correct.
D-O-Y-L-E. Okay. Now, the number that I see appearing right now for the business for clients to contact you on is the 415-505-9373, correct?
That's it, correct.
Okay. Now, what I do see right now currently how the company reads on Google, it shows the company listed as Doyle Plastering the and symbol stucco. Is that how you want it to continue to read?
Just Doyle plastering and stucco. There's no need for bells or whistles.
Okay, let me show you. So it should only read as Doyle plastering and stucco, right? That's how it should be showing. Okay, that's how I see it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, Andy, one thing I want to mention to you. So there's an address, okay, that shows on there, 2571 32nd Avenue, San Francisco, California, 94116. Is that address your home address by chance?
It is, yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Andy, because it's what we would consider your home office, right? We don't want your physical address showing on Google. I don't think you want that showing either. No one needs to know where you live, right? It's not like it's an actual office or a showroom that people go to. So we're going to hide your address, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I got your website. We want to make sure that that's also linked up there too. Okay. Now, Andy, for the payment that you'll be making today for the $199, the card that you are using, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Would you believe, it's in my name, I just believe, I don't have any wallet with me.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, I hope you ate lunch. Okay.
What did I, where did I?
Oh, boy.
That shouldn't be.
I hope you didn't lose it. Okay.
I don't know where I don't lose it. Oops. Let me see.
Do you remember if you had it with you this morning? You might have left home without it. You know?
No, I had it.
Okay, no. Take your time. I want to make sure. Take your time.
Oh, what would I have done? Jesus Christ, don't want to have lost there. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Oh, oops. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I'm here.
Okay, all right, okay. I forgot I turned off the engine. Let me see.
Okay, no worries.
What is it? Hang on a second.
Take your time.
I know I had it this morning. Well, I guess we'll have to adjourn this conversation. I can't find my wallet.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and, find your wallet, right? I'll try to call you before the end of the day. What I would do is trace back, did you use it somewhere? Did you buy lunch or something? Maybe check your toolbox?
No, I didn't do none of that.
Okay.
None of that.
Okay.
I know
I'll
had it in the coffee shop, but I didn't use it.
Okay. It might have fallen out, though. You might want to check, okay? So you have my number. As soon as you find it, then give me a call. If I don't hear from you, I'll give you a call tomorrow morning, okay?
All right, okay. All right.
Okay, Annie. Okay, bye-bye.